Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Paul Kingma and Michael Comstock with Pella's 4th of July committee join us on today's program to preview festivities coming this Thursday for Independence Day.
Well, Paul, some big changes this year coming to Independence Day activities here in Pella on the 4th of July, as it has been for many years. But people may have to kind of reorganize their day, so to speak, as many of the activities that started mid-morning now start mid to late afternoon. First of all, let our listeners know why that change was made and why you and the committee felt like it was a good fit to move forward with these activities in the evening as opposed to during the day.
Andrew, there's a couple of reasons. One, there was some thought how it is always hot in the afternoon when we're doing the parade. So we had a discussion about moving the activities to another part of the day and came up with a solution of an evening parade. It also happens to be a Thursday evening where people are used to the idea of Thursdays in Pella. You now have a Thursday in Pella 4th of July celebration. And hopefully we'll have a cooler evening going on.
And there are several activities that are similar and familiar to people. Let our listeners know what kind of kicks off the day in this new format and schedule.
So in the warmth of the afternoon, you'll have swimming at the Aquatic Center from 2 till 5. That would then lead us into some fishing at Codwell Park, which we'll let Mike talk about.
And that's a little bit new this year is the city is still providing a lot of the equipment and the bait and the fish for the activity. But you're trying to maybe promote not only your business, but an opportunity for kids to maybe learn a little bit more about fishing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a family owned and operated business right here in Pella. And we want to make sure that we promote family time to the kids of this area. And we want to make sure that we're there to help put on this awesome event and really promote what the city does for everybody and especially the kids.
And so you're supervising instead of city staff who normally is handling the event. What do you hope people are getting from that interaction? And what kind of questions do you hope maybe they bring to you as someone who is an avid fisher and with all the recreation opportunities we have here in the area?
Absolutely. You know, we're going to be there from 3 to 5, and that's really a good time in the day for families to bring out their kids and to just spend great time. A lot of pictures. We really hope they take a lot of pictures and they hope they get the experience of fishing so that they can check out what our company is about and see what other type of fishing there is. Since we are so close to Lake Red Rock and some great bodies of water, we want to promote them going out and spending time together as a family and making memories that last a lifetime.
And so if they go fishing for a little bit, activities will start downtown soon after. What are some of the things that will be going on in Central Park, really that late afternoon into early evening?
In Central Park, we'll be having some community center arts and crafts right there where the kids can participate and, of course, adults. There will also be lots of games, very similar to Thursdays in Pella, that you can have in the park. So fun activity, very safe area to have. Then one other thing that will be going on around the square is a very popular item, the Plume Hill horse-drawn carriage rides, which people are very similar seen before, especially during the Christmas season. They'll be here giving rides again, which people really love, and that's going on. Then that will lead into the lineup where we will have a 6 p.m. evening parade.
For many years, you've been in charge of that parade. Obviously, some favorites coming back and an opportunity for people to join as well. As you mentioned, 6 o'clock is when it starts. Line up before that.
Correct. We've been doing a parade in the afternoon and want to try an evening parade. Again, contact me, Paul Kingma, 780-6785, if you'd like to participate in the parade. Lots of fun, lots of candy, lots of treats. Lots of people participating with their cars, their vehicles, dressing up their bicycles, businesses out there promoting themselves. Look forward to it. It's one of the larger parades right now around the area with probably 100 units in.
Following that performance, many people don't know about because of how the schedule was before, but it will kind of cap off the activities downtown right after the parade. Our city band, much like they would on a Thursday night in Pella, will be performing some patriotic music.
Yes, Andrew, so nobody has to go home now. We'll still have the food vendors downtown on the street supplying dinner for you. And then after the parade at 8 o'clock, you'll just have to go behind the Tulip Tower and watch the city band, which is a great band to do. That should last until 9 o'clock, and then You'll have approximately an hour to work your way out for fireworks.
Out by Madison Elementary again.
Correct. We'll have it east of Madison Elementary. Again, look for solid cement parking, somewhere to park. Try to stay off the grass. But it will be at 10 o'clock, and you should be able to see it from surrounding areas.
Well, and as sitting on the committee, we mentioned some of the closures and things like that. The committee working with the city, of course, for road closures and to make sure that people aren't going where they aren't supposed to be. I think that's probably a big key.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to make sure that this is a fun and safe event for everybody. So we're going to have some roads blocked off throughout the day just to make sure that there's areas to be sitting. We know people like to sit for tulip time along the streets, and we want to make sure we have the same thing available during this parade as well.
What does it mean to have a celebration in a town like this size, and to have so many people come out each year? Probably a big reason why you joined the committee.
Oh, absolutely. I love what this city does for its community members and the surrounding members of other communities as well. This is a big draw to a lot of people, and I'm very glad. I'm a brand new member of this committee, and I'm glad to be part of it.
And Paul, if things do get hairy, you know who to call, right?
Call KNA, KRLS, who will be participating in the parade and the activities. So we look forward to everybody coming downtown on July 4th, and have a wonderful time.
Once again, that was Paul Kingma and Michael Comstock previewing this Thursday's 4th of July activities in Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.